Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name is Rachel and I am an alcoholic. I live in Southern California. Step one, why do we need to abstain from alcohol? The first step in a great decision I had to make is to admit I am powerless over alcohol and my life is unmanageable. I have to surrender and concede to my innermost self that I am an alcoholic, and I do that daily. Getting rigorously honest with myself was the start to walk a path of freedom from a physical addiction to vodka. It is not a moral or character issue that I can't stop. I have a disease of the mind and allergy of the body. I can't drink like other people. I would get a few days, go to a meeting or two, then that strange mental blank spot, or what is known as the great forgetter, would have me at the liquor store once again. It is a fact my disease takes off where it left off. Time went on and I lost the power of choice. Staying stopped was a problem. I knew I needed help. The first few weeks of my last surrender, now close to 5 years ago, I would stay at the recovery clubhouse, going to meeting after meeting so I wouldn't drink. I stayed at friends in the evening so I wouldn't drink. I was fighting a dark battle after an alcohol-related hospitalization gave me a looming death sentence if I continued drinking. I swore I would not pick up with that scare. Then, once again, I drank. The fatal progression had its grip on me. I have been to treatment, lived in sober living, participated in IOPs. I went as far as to get a prescription for antabuse, so I would get incredibly sick if I drank. The pill temporarily kept me from drinking, but I knew in the back of my mind when I stopped, I would resume drinking again. I was only abstaining from alcohol and getting sober for everyone else but myself. I had a deep, dark pain. I drank over people, places, and things. I drank to celebrate. The difference I experienced as a real alcoholic is I had blackouts and can't stop. I needed a spiritual defense, a power greater than myself to relieve me of the self-inflicted bondage of my alcoholism. I was incredibly selfish for years, thinking I could do it on my own, while my children's hearts were broken. I needed another sober woman to guide me. I was dry for almost a year. Total abstinence wasn't enough, and I needed a personality change sufficient to bring about recovery. This time, I listened to the similarities when I returned to the rooms. There were families broken by alcoholism, now reunited. I was witnessing people who were once homeless, having beautiful families and jobs. These people I sat next to were miracles. Something stirred inside of me. I too could experience this life, but it all had to start with abstinence and surrendering. I was having an awakening unlike anything I've had in my life. I love my sober life today. My inside matches my outside appearance, glowing with a new leash on life. I am the person I've always been. I was lost, buried deep with alcoholism and an alcoholic thinking. I am able to be truly an authentic version of myself. I have a sponsor and I sponsor women. My picket fence of genuine sober friends stretches far and wide. I never have to be alone again, but that can all change with that first drink if I pick up. Living a sober way of life with recovery tools shows me how to handle sobriety and life one day at a time.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.